the Mishabura Sivkat and Lama Tes. They're holding on the wide lines of Mishabura, assuming you have the Tzura Sadaf. Holding on the wide lines.
What Sadaf? Tzura Sadaf?
Yeah, so we're holding the second wide line. So he says, so to put it into Klirishin, you have a problem of Bishul. To your Klirishin, you have a problem of Bishul. Put into Klisheni, you have a problem of Nisidra Bona, to Mexican of Ashul. Now, then he says, Rafilu, Rechoshkein.
Put what into a Klirishin?
Some of the tea leaves.
What?
Tea leaves.
Is it the tea leaves or the hot water?
Tea leaves. Don't want tea leaves right now. So we'll put it later on. And furthermore, even in a klisheni, not only is it a isid rabbanon, possibly it's an isid raisa, because maybe tea is considered one of these items which we consider kali bishul, which are able to cook, which are able to be cooked from parfum klisheni. So once we introduced in this simon that there are certain things which a klisheni can, eerie klisheni can be mavashal, so maybe tea is one of those.
Why don't we try it?
Well, the real question is why not simply go to a klishlishi?
What did you say?
Why not just try it? Take the tea, pour the hot water from the klisheni and see if it's cooked enough.
Well, we don't know what cooking by tea leaves exactly means. That's part of the problem. You don't eat the tea leaves afterwards. So you don't know whether right? So it's hard to know. So after the Yeshba Olam Gamkin Khashash, he said the Raisa Filabai Vinze. So therefore, putting into Klirishin is a sure the Raisa. Pouring from a Klirishin is a sure the Raisa. Pouring from a Klisheni, putting into Klisheni is also at least Minerbon and Pasimita Raisa. Right? So therefore, he says that you should do eerie klisheni.
Question.
We're going to go all the way to here talking about how to make tea. When we're finished, you can ask what you would suggest.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What's
okay.
At least mid-button pass.
Putting into a klisheni.
Putting into a klisheni.
Well, Kenny, skimo. Okay, so therefore the akronim say we have this major issue over here, how to do this. So therefore, they suggest the following. Okay. That before Shabbos, again, they used to make their tea with tea leaves. So the Eitzah would be, the Yesh L'Aras Aleim Mi'Arav Shabbos Roizkim Mikli Rishon. So before Shabbos, pour hot water on them. So therefore, the tea leaves will be considered cooked. From the Eri Klirishin, which will take place.
Yeah, it's not completely cooked.
But we're going to get there. So the Eri is going to cook them before Shabbos. Now, the Eri Mabashal, Kadei Klipa, it's Mabashal, just this outer layer. Now, but the Yahapech Be'ez Ha'erui Esatei Heitei Besech Ha'erizkim Milamala Lamato Milamata Lamala. Move the leaves around. Okay? While you're pouring, the advantage of doing that is because we're concerned that maybe if you didn't do that, when you're pouring Erev Shabbos, you're cooking X amount of leaves, the outer layer, and maybe the inner layer was not cooked. And then on Shabbos, when you pour, maybe the inner layer will get cooked, whereas the outer layer, because they move to the outside. Therefore, the solution is to stir it up as you're pouring, so stir up the leaves. Therefore, every one of the leaves has a good chance it's going to be cooked before Shabbos.
How thick are these leaves?
But a better idea would be not to do Eri Klirishin before Shabbos, but to actually cook it on the fire before Shabbos. So now the leaves are fully cooked. Okay? So that's the solution for that. Then, you want to use your leaves on Shabbos. Yorik as an essence, you'll pour off the tea essence somewhere else. And therefore, the tea leaves will dry out before Shabbos. Now you can use them on Shabbos to pour the hot water onto your tea leaves. So you'll get the solution. They're already cooked before Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos, you can use them to make your tea. Kedin davar yavish kaimalam besivze the ein bishul acher bishul fill in the sun on. If you leave the liquid there, the liquid is a davar lach. The davar lach, which cools off, we hold bishul acher bishul, so you can't pour on them on Shabbos. But if you dry off your leaves before Shabbos, so when you pour on them on Shabbos, they're fully dry. So then, once they're dry, you have no problem, since they're cooked before Shabbos. Even though they're nitzdanin by davar yavish, even if it's nitzdanin in bishul acher bishul. Okay. And if you want to add in some of the tea essence into your cup, you may do so as well. You're allowed to add a davar lach, which is nitzdanin, into a klisheni. But he says, why do you have to pour off the water from before Shabbos? The mishorba mashka essence. But if you're going to leave the liquid there, so since it's going to sit there and cool off and become room temperature, we hold by davar lach. If it's nitzdanin, you say bishul acher bishul. So you can't cook, you can't use these leaves on Shabbos if they have liquid with them. Unless you have so much of the room temperature liquid that it won't get cooked, adrab, it'll cool everything off. But who wants a cup of tea like that? So that's the first eitzah, which he's saying so far, is to prepare the leaves before Shabbos. And you gain by preparing the leaves before Shabbos that your leaves are fully cooked. And even though if you put it directly in the fire, for sure it's fully cooked. If you do iri, it's only will cook the outer layer. So we say, okay, so how do you deal with that? It is to move everything around, all of the leaves around, because you have a bunch of leaves. So the outer layer of the leaves are going to be cooked. The inner layer of leaves are not going to be cooked. So the eitz is to move all the leaves around, so you can feel fairly confident that all the leaves were cooked from before Shabbos. Each leaf itself, the thickness of a leaf is the equivalent of a kareklipa, so the whole leaf itself will be cooked. That's not our question. The question is, you have a clump of leaves together, the outer layer of that clump is going to be cooked, but the inner layer of it, that's not going to be cooked. So he said the solution is to stir it up while you're pouring. And remove the essence to get away with the issur of davar lach. If you would want to make coffee, you would have to cook the beans from before Shabbos. You can't pour on it to the beans from a klivishin. Unless you did iri from before Shabbos, and you dried them off before you used them. So that's the suggestion that Chassam Sofer says how to deal with it. Okay. Now, Sakta Mr. Bura Vida, you should know the half she turned to Laris Chamin al Alehate Bakavi. Even though I permitted this to do this, in Asim Aleya may ask Mayim Klibishin if they had Eri Klibishin from before Shabbos. Alpha became Yazar Shlo Yamed as a te Bakavi Bitaner or Bakakhtan Achish Shafakalayam Mayim. But you cannot then take your cup of tea or cup of coffee and put it on top of the stove to remain warm, because it's very possible over there the stove will heat it, and that's already aleish. That's like you've moved it from being cooked with iri klibishin to being cooked now on Shabbos with a klibishin. Why? So ena iri mevashu rakad eklipa. When he's pashal mevashu rakad eklipa, the bishul of erev Shabbos was not all the way through the layers. Now by putting it on the oven or in the oven, it'll be totally cooked. So you have to make sure you don't put it back on. Apparently their custom was they would make the cup of tea and then put it on the stove to keep it hot. But that place of the stove was also a place which could cook it. Okay. They would take the cup of tea or a cup of coffee and put it on the stove to keep it hot. Now, Zot Mishabura. This approach that we just said, even though we cannot in any way protest somebody who's relying on this approach we just said, there's a better eitzah. There's a better idea how to do it. What's that? Hanuch Yisakin or essence may have Shabbos Lagami. Make full strength tea essence from before Shabbos. You will have no need to make the tea on Shabbos. You will not need to use the tea leaves to make tea because you made a concentrated tea liquid from before Shabbos. Then on Shabbos, when you want to make a tea, yitain me'er essence the sun and the seicha akersha shosubay achasher amayim cham and the seicha benasak klisheni. So pour from the china into a klisheni, and then add the essence into the klisheni. Okay. Now, so that's a better eitzah, and we're going to see in the shartzi and why he holds it's a better eitzah. Would shemutz losses the seicha akersha there. So the milk putting a liquid which has been cooked and has cooled, we're machmir the yesh bishlach bishlach, but we're not machmir in the klisheni. So I could add my milk which I've cooked from before Shabbos, which is cooled, I can add on to into klisheni.
Sheni.
I'm also laris aleim klirishon. You can't do either klirishon because that'll be mavashal. Kliyam b'siv zeh. Because essence shaloi enot tzaynin. If you can find a way to keep your essence not that it's hot, that it's not has not not to cool off. So then already it's a davar lach, which is not nitzdanin, which we hold as ein bishalach bishul. So then, so if I could make essence from before Shabbos and cook it totally, and then keep it hot and then use it on Shabbos, that'd be my best eitzah. Right? So that's what he suggests. Now let's see, the Sharetzin has a few points that we want to look at. So in Sukkot Nuntes, he says that you should stir it as you're pouring on it from before Shabbos. Stir the leaves. So b'zeh yit toelus k'sas lahosar tzuner tzeprima gadim b'zeh shemak shahala erim yisbashu meyesem mashu rak teklipa mashu k'shar leim oyed pam pam yisapko olim yisbashu mashu lad yisbashu lesmo. So I'm trying to address the concern of the prima gadim who says that if you just do eri beforehand, it's only going to cook the outer layer of the tea. You have a cup of tea, it'll cook the outer layer, not the inner layer. That's why I'm suggesting, as you're pouring onto the tea leaves before Shabbos, you are stirring up the tea leaves, so therefore all the leaves will get a chance to be directly in contact, and they will be the kedei klipa of the hot water, of the tea leaves. Okay, now, so then in Samach he says you want it to be dry. Rasumer b'lime essence. You want to get the essence, the tea essence, out of the picture. Then he said that if liquid would remain, you have a problem with the davar lach, which is nistanin, which you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Some Chal says, but yeah, ain't lesser. But we said before that if a person did do it, you can't make it also because since according to some opinions, there's ein bishalach or bishal by davar lach, even if it's nistanin. Right? So, b'di'evet is not going to be also, like we said before. Okay. Samach Gimel is the big one. So, Shartzian says, this approach that we're suggesting over here of doing eri on the leaves and using the leaves on Shabbos, not bad. It's what to rely on. But I have a better idea. Use the essence instead. Don't use the leaves, use the essence. So, why am I saying that it's better? So the Mishavura says, the Shartzian says multiple points why he feels this eitz of using the essence is better than using the pre-cooked tea leaves. So first you have the prima gadim's question that how do you know that the leaves which were inside and were not cooked before Shabbos, because you only did eri, and therefore only the outer layer of the of leaves is going to be cooked, not the inner layers of the clump. So how do you know on Shabbos that the Prima Gadam asks that when you're pouring on it, meanwhile some of those leaves have moved, and now the leaves which were on top are on bottom and vice versa, and now you're cooking the leaves? That's the Prima Gadam's question. He says, well, so that's one reason why maybe this pshat is not the best eitzah. Begam machmas kushes at pisrei tshuva achadash ayin sham. So the pisrei tshuva says that he would suggest that by tea, like Irvin was asking, by tea, we don't know really what bishul means by tea. But he says, maybe we should say that as long as it's still able to color the liquid, it means there's something in there which the heat is pulling out. So that's bishul. So that's the pisrei tshuva's kash. So according to that, there's never going to be an eitzah to make tea with tea leaves, because as long as you can make tea out of it, means you're saying you're getting some of the flavor out through the hot water. Ein sham gam talei kaimelon b'siv zed the davar shenishra me'esma filo b'klirishin in sharnus over Shabbos. We already said you're not sure of something directly in a klirishin on Shabbos. The dilma hamishal anigma b'shulay called tzarcha ba'achshav yitosav bishul. Maybe the second time there's more bishul. You can't hachan hami ma'yoyel ma'shiyara miklirishin me'er Shabbos kreishis basul oz kreklipa. It does bishul kreklipa. But Dilma, the klipa gufa and his bashar Shabbos called tzarcha. Who said it was fully the klipa is fully cooked? Maybe the klipa is only cooked from Michael ben Drusoy. Then on Shabbos you're cooking the klipa from Michael ben Drusoy to fully cook. Father Shiara Pamashani is twice a bishul, so you're adding more bishul the second time. So he says, there is a way to be miyashir, but it's a sveik sveika. He goes through why it should be a sveik sveika. I'm not going to get involved in that. Fine. So that's why he doesn't prefer the pshat that the Chassam Sofer says. He finds you have the Prima Gadam's question, you have the Pisrei Tshuva's question, you have his question. Therefore, he suggests that the eitzah is not to use the tea leaves, but to use rather the essence. So you put since the essence has cooled the room temperature, you've not kept it hot. So you'll first pour into the klisheni, and then you'll add in the essence into it. Now, so the shartzian in some of that. Why aren't you worried about the fact that as you're adding in the tea essence, your mom is coloring the liquid? So you're being tzviya, you're dyeing something. So he says, no, there's no. We're not worried about tzviya. The ain't tzviya ba'echlin kilachamon simin shinchav b'sefer. We hold that there's no din of tzviya when it comes to echlin. So it's not considered the malach of tzviya when you're doing that. So pouring the essence into the liquid, even though the part of the essence of the liquid is coloring the liquid, not a problem. Then he says, if you can find a way to keep the essence warm or hot, it's even better, because it's even to double lach and everyone's nistanet. So you're allowed to put it directly into cliche. Zok and Shad Sian. Vibin said Toy Yesha Shiara Amayam the Sakha essence. So there is an opinion in the Rishonim about the Mor, if I recall correctly, holds the Eshtiyah Baruchu. So according to him, this Eitzah of pouring the essence into the water is not a good Eitzah. But if you put the essence in the cup first and you pour the water into it, that's not called Tzivaya. Because you don't see a process of changing the color of the thing. It's there, and as it gets absorbed, the color changes. So if I can put the essence into the cup first and then pour into the essence, that'd be better. Like, but I can't pour into the essence. Well, I could in the case there wasn't itzdana.
Well, the essence wasn't itzdana.
So that's how you would solve that problem. Right.
I could do that with cold essence into it, by iri into a klishlishi, though, couldn't I?
You could accomplish the same thing with the klishlishi. Right. So that's one of the reasons why people use klishlishi for making the tea is to gain this issue. Even though the Iker Pesach is clearly not like that, the Shulchan Aruch Pesach is not like that, you know, it's not really a sheet that you're mechuyev to be cheshish for, but like, why not? Mm-hmm. Now, he doesn't discuss the suggestion of taking the tea leaves and using a kli shlish to mix with the leaves. The argument being that we have a problem with in the kli rishon, a problem in the kli sheni. We have a problem of irik kli sheni, but Mr. Burr does not seem to say there's a problem with kli shlishi. So immersion of Chuba says that you can make tea on Shabbos using a tea bag of leaves which have never been cooked. So it's never been cooked in a kli shlishi because. Because klishis is not mabashal. Even though we're saying over here there's certain things which are misbashal in a klisheni or an eerie klisheni, we're not worried about klishlishi. The Chazanish disagrees. The Chazanish says that once we're saying over here we have a regular rule the klisheni is not mabashal, and we're saying this breaks the barrier and says that that's not true, so we have no reason to believe that klishishi is any better, and that as long as it's yatzaletas boy. So Yatzeletas boy has a power, if these things has a power to affect it. So these that's one Chazanish. The second Chazanish actually he says an argument the other way around. He says that the Gemara makes a very very small list of things which are considered a davar rach that is nispashal in a cliche. The Gemara makes the list exactly of two things. Kriyas Hispanin and Liach Yoshin. So Liach Yoshin can mean many different types of foods who went through this Maliach process. But other things, the Gemara doesn't say it. We're not Machiv, Mishmur said it, Suudin, Bir Lacha said before, Huudin, Lachol Kriyas, is a Dover Dak, Virach, Biyos, anything which is thin and soft, we question for the concern of Kali Bishal. He also that's not true. He's also say eggs, that's clear in the Gemara, eggs are very easy to cook. Morris says eggs are one of the easiest things to cook. So eggs are tichoshish or kalibishul. But beyond that, that he holds them. So people say the Chazanish holds you need a kli shlishi. That's not 100% correct. Chazanish says if you hold it to Mishnah Berurah that tea leaves are considered kalibishul, so there's a problem with kli shlishi also. The Chazanish himself says that tea leaves are not kalibishul. Mm. He doesn't agree with the premise, this whole premise. That being said, so the Chazanish would use tea essence. He wouldn't use the leaves, and he would use a kli shlishi. And he would pour from the chinek into a kli sheni, and then from the kli sheni he'd pour into the essence in the kli shlishi, saving the tzvi issue. So even though in the Sefer the Chazanish is very, he doesn't seem to be worried about it, halacha lemaisa. But you know, in his own anhaga personally, he was machmer.
In terms of the mixias, are our tea bags raw tea leaves?
Yeah,
they are. Yeah. But our coffee is clearly the beans are clearly roasted. So why is it the same mission with coffee? The mission versus coffee seed was the same.
Well, they
roasted are different.
Well, I'm not sure. First, I'm not sure that their beans are roasted. I'm not sure how they got their coffee.
But our beans.
So, I mean, the instant coffee for sure is cooked. In general, you know, the beans which you get for the most part, that it says they're roasted. We're going to see in the next sif the issue of Bishul after Afia. Mm-hmm. So that lends itself to like a whole other layer of a shayla.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you would be semech on Moshe, yeah, to use the tea bag in a kli shlishi, you have to be careful with borer. So Kolzman the
tea bag is in the
tea bag is submerged. There's no burr problem. You're not doing anything. The burr becomes a problem when you pull the tea bag out. If you hold the tea bag in the air and you let the tea drip out of the bag back into your cup, with the idea of, so what you're doing is straining the tea out of the tea leaves. using the tea bag, which is a kli made for that purpose.
Can I ask a shayla on this?
Yeah, let me finish my thought.
Oh, okay.
So the Menuchas Yitzchak says, he's actually not talking about a case of doing it. He's talking about a case where a person made the essence from before Shabbos. So does he need to remove the tea leaves? So he says he does not need to remove the tea leaves from before Shabbos. Just when you pour from the nature is it settles to the bottom, and the essence on top is clear. So there's no act of barer pouring off from the top. That's not the barer has to be in the point of a taruvus. And it's not the terubis, you have a large cup. So the top part is not in a state of terubis. The tea is in the bottom. But he says, but if you would want to pull out, as you get toward the bottom, you might have a problem with burr. So the eight says, pull out the tea bags, but you can't leave them hanging there and straining. You have to immediately take it and just throw it directly into the garbage. And that's not considered, that's a burr itself. He says, again, burr requires that there has to be a mixture. And the tea bag itself, from the rest is distinct. The taruvus is the tea and the tea leaves inside of the bag. There's a taruvus. That's not distinct where the tea ends and where the leaves start. But the bag and vis-a-vis the rest of the cup is distinct. So there's no burr if I make some eggs before Shabbos and I didn't take them out of the pot. There's three eggs sitting in the water. So, I pick out the eggs from the water. Why did burr? I picked the eggs from the water. It's distinct. It's not a taruvah. It's not a mixture. Mixture means it has to be, there's some element where there's a point of, it's not clear, it's not distinct. If it's fully distinct, it's not called bar. We'll see when we get the Shinya test. Defining taruvah is probably one of the hardest things in Hillel's Barer, is because a taruvah really depends on three things. Taruvah depends on the amount of items, the proximity of the items, and the size of the items. Right? If they're very small, so even a few things can be considered a terubis. If they're very large, you mean many of them to be a terubis. If they're very apart from each other, not a terubis. If next to each other is a terubis. So you need to look at all three things to figure it out. I once asked my Rebbe, and he told me he gave me a very clear answer. He says, if it looks like a terubis, it's a terubis. If it doesn't look like a terubis, it's not a terubis. I said, thank you, Rebbe. But that's the answer I get people.
Explaining Shimush, no?
What?
Explaining Shimush.
Right, exactly. So, it's like now what? So that's what he says with regards to tea bags. That would be, your person should be careful with that process. Okay.
You get rid of the tea bag, tov me, right? The problem is the tea bag is a specialized strainer.
It's a kli, yeah. It's a strainer.
Right, but with the issue with the Shalazon is kind of with the tea essence, with the leaves. Tea essence, so there you don't have a strainer, so you're pouring the tea out of the.
Yes and no, because what you're doing, even though it's not better than, there's these terms are abundant. You're helping the kli is helping you keep the leaves in and the.
I see. It's not
it's still a semer abundant.
So you should preferably cook the tea essence early enough before Shabbos, then get rid of the bags before Shabbos.
Right, that would be the best day to, yeah.
Why